At the Liberty Forum, you see a lot of people expressing their passion for freedom. Some open carry firearms and holsters. Others proudly wear t-shirts bearing the slogan, "Don't tread on me." Jillian Batty, she makes sweets.
I make everything in my kitchen at home. I make brittles and caramels and fudge, and I'm expanding into truffles and all kinds of different chocolate.
Batty owns Stateless Sweets. She set up inside the vendor room at the Forum on Friday. So how exactly is buying one of Batty's products different from, say, buying a Hershey bar?
Well, I don't fund wars, so I don't pay taxes. And nobody pays taxes when they buy my product either. I don't ask the government for permission to sell my own work.
And that's the sentiment at the heart of the 6th Annual Liberty Forum. There's a full slate of topics being discussed, everything from knowing your rights when dealing with the police to a primer on how town government works. But it also serves as a status check of sorts for the Free State Project.
We also overhauled the FSP newsletter. I don't know how many of you here receive it. Obviously not enough people, so...
That's Free State Project President Carla Garrick giving a State of the Movement address to a crowd gathered in a banquet hall Friday morning. She urges those who haven't done so already to relocate to the Granite State.
We want you to move and come here to promote individual responsibility and to preserve liberty for all.
It's been nearly a decade since organizers announced New Hampshire as their future free state. The goal then was to have 20,000 pro-liberty activists commit to moving to the Granite State. And as of the last count...
So we're about 14,000 right now.
That's Chris Lawless, who organizes the forum.
1,000 people have said, I don't want to wait till we get 20,000. I'm going to move now. So about 1,100 are here in New Hampshire.
Lawless says the forum isn't just for those already part of the movement. It's also to help educate non-free staters about the cause.
There's a lot of misconceptions about what the Free State Project is. And, you know, and I think we are actually very often mislabeled about what we are here for.
The Free State Project says part of its mission is to reduce taxes and regulations and make reforms at all levels of government. But Lawless says they aren't looking to change the New Hampshire way of life.
You know, there's a big misconception. Like, it has no income tax or no sales tax. I don't want to change that. So people who move from other places who want an income tax, they're trying to change New Hampshire.
Attendees on Friday spanned all ages, from the old to the young, like 18-year-old Josh Lavelle, who was there with his younger brother and their mother.
I just dislike government regulations in general. The big ones for me are like taxes and education, though.
So are other teens usually quite so passionate about preserving liberty?
Occasionally there's a person that's really, who's truly looked at these issues, and generally those people tend to agree with the libertarian message, but other than that, not really.
Angela Harris moved from North Carolina to Manchester a month ago with her 13-year-old son, Jeremy.
New Hampshire is the freest state in the country. It's also been ranked many times as the best state to raise a family. I don't think that's an accident. I think there's a connection there.
And Batty says she's not just here to sell her chocolates.
I actually am moving in April to New Hampshire.
She'll be part of the next wave of Free Staters that organizers hope will continue until that goal of 20,000 people is reached. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.